Welcome to Modern Web Workflow. This is part one where we're going to talk about some package managers, NPM and Bower. We have a separate Microsoft Virtual Academy called Package Management Workflow Automation. I'll show you a link at the end where we talk about NuGet and some other things as well, like apt-get and Chocolaty. And this one, we're going to be talking about NPM and Bower. I'm Adam Tulliper, technical evangelist with Microsoft. Love the web, love security, love gaming. So anytime I can mix all three together, I'm happy. You can find me online. AdamTulliper.com is my blog. At Adam Tulliper on Twitter. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me in any of those locations or email me, adamt@microsoft.com. Twitter's the best because then I can talk to you directly and other folks can see the question answered and might help them as well. The first package manager we're going to talk about today is NPM. So NPM is Node's package manager. Although if you go to the website for NPM, there's all sorts of funny names that they will show you on there. Notice that NPM is not just for Node. You can get other things outside of Node. What's Node? Node is JavaScript that runs outside of the browser in Chrome's JavaScript engine, and some folks have done some really amazing things with Node. We're going to look at a really cool example with the HTTP-server. Again, it's used for Node packages and for things that are not necessarily just Node. There is some overlap with the next package manager, Bower, that we're going to talk about. For example, if you want to install Angular into your project, you can use NPM. You can use Bower. You can use either. In some cases, there are differences. For example, if you want to install jQuery, you're going to find that the jQuery that you install is meant for Node, as opposed to if you use Bower and install jQuery, it's the typical one meant for your web projects. NPM uses a package.json file to store the dependencies you've installed for your particular project. It is optional if you want to use it. It is highly recommended. This is simply a file that keeps track of the dependencies that you have installed. So for example, if you are using NuGet, if you've ever used NuGet before, in the packages.config file, it lists all of the information, all the packages, the NuGet packages installed in your project. Package.json is the same type of deal. It installs everything that you have installed into your project, and I'm going to show you a demo with that in just a little bit. NPM has a huge repository, tens and tens of thousands, it actually might be over 100,000 now, of various packages. Like I said, front-end packages, and I hesitate to use the term back-end packages, even though I have it listed here, but I will say front-end packages and Node packages, and sometimes there's overlap between them as well. I like to dive right in the demos so you can see exactly what we're talking about here. I'm not a big guy for slides, so let's actually go ahead and look at some NPM demos right now. In order to get NPM, you actually need to get Node. So you can get that from nodejs.org. So you're really getting two things for the price of one. You're getting Node and you're getting Node's package manager, NPM. And you'll notice there's two separate downloads here. One has kind of the current latest cutting edge features, but beware, as with anything where you're using the anything outside of the current quote stable version and you're dealing with the latest versions, you might run into some issues. They're more for the users, the power users, folks that want to check out the new features. Then there's the stable release right here, so 4.45 as of what we're recording right now. Once you get Node, you'll also want to download Git for Windows. It used to be msysgit. Now if you just look for Git for Windows, it'll be bringing it right over to here and you can just download Git for Windows. Install that. And because some of the other things we're going to be doing are going to use Git as well, it's also a very good idea to have. What you can also do is go on over to GitHub and download their GitHub desktop, which is at desktop.github.com. And that's a pretty cool graphical tool. And they also give you some command line tools to work with GitHub and do some command line Git operations. In order to get NPM, and this might be a little bit confusing at first, you have to get Node. So you kind of get two for one. You go to nodejs.org and you go ahead and download and install Node, and you will also get NPM with that as well. On the website here, nodejs.org, you'll notice there's two downloads. One is kind of the current cutting edge, maybe potentially unstable features, depends on what new feature set you want to work with. And then we have the stable release here. So choose whichever one you want to do. Once you get Node, I also recommend that you also get Git as well. I'm on Windows, so I want Git for Windows, previously known as msysgit, but now it's just Git for Windows. So if you search for Git for Windows or go to git-for-windows.github.io, you'll find the download there. Download and install it. Another option you can do too, I like to use a GitHub desktop. It's a pretty cool UI tool, but it also will install a command line Git version as well that you can use. Once you download and install Node and NPM. You'll have access to NPM. And before we go and start installing any NPM modules, let's first take a look at what's available to us. So if we want something like Angular, for example, let's go ahead and see what we have here. HTML enhanced for web apps. So notice Angular, this repo is for distribution on NPM and Bower. And of course, we're going to talk about Bower next. So we have two different options here. We can either install this through NPM or Bower to essentially do the same thing. Now, if we look at something like jQuery, and we search for jQuery, notice that our result here is, first, we get a way to basically just include jQuery in our project. And if you're doing any web development, this is probably pretty typical to you. Just include a script reference to some CDN on the net, and you have jQuery. But down here, the idea of this particular package is more for use with Node itself. So to include jQuery in Node, install with npm. So the npm install command is what we're going to eventually use, and that will install jQuery. But now this gets you to install with Node. Notice it's not talking here about front-end dependencies, kind of like the typical version that you would use in the browser, which is the easiest way to do it like that, and that's what it says. Using with a browser, just include it that way. When we look at Bower, Bower is more geared towards front-end dependencies. Most of the time, NPM goes back and forth. You'll find some that are front-end dependencies, as I mentioned, and some that are Node dependencies. I want to say back-end, but I should avoid that because it's not really back-end. Node dependencies and front-end dependencies. So let's go to the command line here and install something that might be a better use of Node. I've launched the command line because we're going to look at two different uses of Node packages here. So I'm going to create a new folder, make directory npm test, cd npm test, npm install Angular. And this is going to pull down the package for Angular. Let me go to Explorer. And if we look in this node modules folder that it just created, you'll see there's an Angular folder in there. And here we have the various files that we can use. There's a bunch of them. We know that we either want angular.js or angularmin.js. So we have a gzip version in here. We have a map, which is for debugging a minified file. We have CSS. And we have some other stuff related to Bower in here as well, and a license. Now, one other thing that we can do, because notice, how do we know, for example, if somebody deletes this folder, let's make this look like a, quote, web app by go ahead and create a text document index.html. So assume this is a website. How do we know that this website requires Angular? There's no mention of it anywhere. So the other thing that we do is from a command line, dash dash save. When we do dash dash save, this will write it to a package.json file. But notice our package.json file does not exist yet. So let's see what happens here. If we run dash dash save, no such file or directory. package.json. And notice it's just created that folder again. There's still no package.json. So let's delete that. And let's get it to create a package.json by running an npm init. And that will create our package.json file for us. And then we'll look at the format here. I'm just going to choose the defaults on everything. It is OK. All right. Now coming back here, there's our package.json. Let's open this with code. Alright, so our package.json just has some information about our project, but we don't actually have anything else specified here. So let's go back to the command line and do npm install Angular, just like we did before, dash dash save. Now if we look at our package.json, let's make this a little bit bigger. There's a dependencies Angular, and we have an actual version specified. So now I can give this project to somebody. And I can actually just, for the sake of size, I can delete everything but these two files here, the package.json and index.html. I can store this. I can store this in source control. I can send it to somebody. And then that person simply knows to unzip it or get it to a command line. So let's see what we have here, just those two files. And I can say npm install. And it will read the package.json and install the whatever packages are in there. In our case, it was Angular. So we've looked at npm install package name. We've looked at npm install without a package name, and that will just parse our package.json. Now it can do other things like npm list to show us what packages are in this project. We can also look at npm list on a global level. So right now we've been looking only in this particular folder. Now notice we can use npm anywhere. If I just run a command line and I say npm list, I can run this from any spot on my system. But if I say npm list-g, it shows us where our global packages are installed, or what global packages are installed, I should say. And there's a ton of them here. Well, why would you use a global package? Here's why. npm install http-server. http.server, let's look at the page for this. By going back to the repository and saying http-server. HTTP server is a node module. In other words, there's node code in here, JavaScript, out of the browser JavaScript, a simple zero configuration command line HTTP server. If you want a super fast website that you want to spin up, you don't want to have the dependencies of installing or configuring a web server, HTTP server is awesome because all you need to do is install it globally and launch it from any folder on your system. For example, let's go back to the command line. And in this command line, oopsie, do npm install http-server-g. So it doesn't matter what folder I'm in right now, I'm installing this globally on my system. Once this is installed, there we go. Now I can literally, let's go ahead and make a real, quote, real website. Let's look at this folder again that we have here, and let's just edit our, let's open this with, you know, I'm just going to drop this into my Visual Studio Code here. We're just going to do this super simple. Body. This is a test web page. Save that. Now, what we can do is simply http-server-o, and that will launch the website pointing to this particular folder and open a browser, which is what the dash o command is for here. Dash o, there we go. I now have a website running pointing to that folder. This is using Node. This is out of the browser JavaScript, one of the advantages. So we looked at a front-end package using Angular. Now we're running out of the browser JavaScript by running http-server. And anywhere I want to go on my system, cd documents maker test website. So any place I go, we could just say http-server-o, and it will open up a website pointing to this folder. Now, in this particular case, we have absolutely nothing in here. And we also have another one instance running on this particular port and address. And we can specify different ports and address on here, for example, http server-help, I believe it is. Notice we can just say there's the O, open a browser window, and dash P is our port. So we could say http server-p 8081, and there we go. Now we have a server running on 8081. If we actually want to do this from open the web browser, there we go. We see the index, and it's actually empty because there are no files in there. If we just drop the file in there, we could do notepad, just do anything here, test website, and we'll call this anything. Go ahead and launch this website again and refresh this. There we go. There's our anything.txt. Awesome. So plain and simple. Kind of a really low dependency web server. If we want to get rid of that package or anything really, let's get out of here, clear this. We'd say npm uninstall http-server-g. Just like that, we've taken that entire thing off of our system. Now if we run http-server, it doesn't know what we're talking about. Let's go back to the last application we're working on here. So we go to npm test. Now in here we have npm list. We should only have Angular listed as our dependency here. Angular. If we want to uninstall Angular, we don't just uninstall Angular. We need to note dash dash save. It's the hardest thing to remember. I find that I kind of do this a lot where I forget to enter it. Dash dash save to make sure you update the file. If you don't do dash dash save, it is not going to update this particular file here. So let's go ahead and run that. And as soon as this finishes, there we go. Notice it disappeared. Now another thing that we can do is we can install a package. Install, let's do like mock.json. Mock.json is a JSON mocking library. Just something I'm going to search on real quick over here, mock.json. And on this particular mock library, we can just consider this a development dependency. In other words, this is not a file I want going to production. This is only for my development and testing lifecycle. So to install this, npm install mock-json dash dash save dash dev. It's going to install in the same location, the node modules folder, but it's going to be noded slightly different. So if we look in node modules, there's mock.json and it has its dependencies. In prior versions of npm, prior than 3, I believe, these would all be subfolders underneath mock.json, node modules, subfolder under there. You had these nested dependency trees, which kind of were a real pain to work with, especially since Windows had a 256 roughly character path name limit, unless you're using NTFS long file names, which npm did not. So with npm 3, I believe, maybe 2.5, either way, one of the recent npm versions, I think it was 3, came out with the ability to do all of your dependencies in a flattened file structure. So this is pretty awesome now. It's one of the reasons I used to like Bower more, but now that you can do this in npm, it's an advantage I find of npm. You can have all your dependencies listed here. But anyway, so these are development dependencies. I don't want these going to production. So let's delete this and assume that we have these files in source control and we need to get them onto a production server. Maybe it's going to go to a build server and build for production. That build server, we have a build script that does something like npm install dash dash only production. Only get the dependencies from our package JSON. In other words, only get what was listed here. Let's actually go back and install Angular again so we can see that's listed there. Npm install Angular dash dash save. Check the file. There we have it right there. Okay, so now we're going to do a npm install mock-json dash dash save dash dev. Actually, it's already there. Mock-json, so what I actually need to do here is an npm install dash dash only equals prod, P-R-O-D. We can also do a development as well here. This is going to install only the dev, I'm sorry, the only the dependencies, not the dev dependencies. So I'm going to go ahead and delete my node modules folder and run this command. I should only see Angular end up there. We can, right here, right on the screen, Angular is listed. Let's double check it, go into our folder, Angular is there. Now, if we were to instead just npm install, now we would get everything. So this is like for our dev server. We want to run our actual tests using mock.json, for example. All right, so hopefully that describes what you can do from a high level with npm. You can install front-end code. You can install this node. Again, I hesitate to say back-end. But we saw some really cool things you can do that, like HTTP server. It's one of my favorite real quick web servers to whip up when I want to just test out some pure HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Now, we're going to use npm moving forward to install a couple other tools. So we're going to use npm to install Bower. So let's go ahead and check out Bower next. Now that we've talked about npm, it's going to be a cinch to learn about Bower. Bower is a package manager, another package manager, optimized for front-end development. In other words, front-end web development. Your packages are typically a GitHub repository as a backend, but they can also point to just a file, like a zip file or another file. You can use Bower via the command line, just like we did via npm, or through Visual Studio. And just a note, you can use npm through Visual Studio as well, and I'll show you a demo of npm and Bower shortly in Visual Studio. Do you have to use Bower? Nope, it's just another tool. But spend an hour learning it, and I think you'll be pretty happy about it, because there's a lot of packages that are stored inside of Bower. Some may or may not be inside of npm. Now, why use another package manager? why use another package manager? Why not just say NuGet, for example? Even though we haven't looked at NuGet, I'll assume that you know something about NuGet. NuGet, well, why use another package manager? I'll talk about NPM in a second, but what about NuGet? NuGet is used throughout Visual Studio. It's used for most of Microsoft project types inside of Visual Studio. Bower is a common front-end tool. It exists outside of the editor or can integrate with the editor. You'll find that lots of the web dev world uses it. So it's not just in the Microsoft ecosystem. It exists outside and alone, on its own, outside of the Microsoft ecosystem. But again, it does integrate into it as well. Angular, Bootstrap, Normalize, jQuery, they all use Bower. Now, there's a debate here. Why not just use NPM? It looked like we could cross over with certain packages, and in some cases you can, and you might be able to use NPM for everything in your project. But it's another package manager. It's a super easy install, and you might find that either you're working with a project that already uses Bower, or you might find some packages that are in Bower and not in NPM that you might want to use. Again, both can exist happily together, so there's no problem with using both, and we'll find that the ASP.NET core templates in Visual Studio actually use both as well. All right, enough with the slides. Let's dive into a demo with Bower. The first thing you'll want to do with Bower is head on over to bower.io. The install instructions are there, and you'll note very quickly that it uses NPM to install Bower, because Bower runs off of Node JavaScript. Now, we talked that you can use typical front-end packages with Bower. But also, if you look down in their documentation here on use packages, how you use packages is up to you. We recommend you use Bower together with a couple of these other tools that integrate with Bower, or use your own workflow with the API, or you can use the installed packages directly, like, for example, if you want to use jQuery. Well, let's go ahead and install Bower, and the first thing you want to do is install it globally. So we'll just create a new folder here, make directory Bower test. Now, this doesn't matter which folder we install this into. We're going to npm install -g Bower. That's going to install Bower globally into our system, just like we did with HTTP-server. So Bower is going to be a command line tool that is node-based that we can use anywhere on our system. All right, Bower has been installed. Now we can simply do a Bower install jQuery, for example, just like we did or we looked at with NPM, but we saw that NPM's install was actually a node version of that. This is the jQuery that we kind of know and love. But there's one thing to be aware of. If we go ahead and launch Explorer from the current folder, not overall, there's a Bower components folder. So node does node underscore modules, Bower does Bower underscore components. And in there, we have a jQuery folder. Let's go to properties of that folder, and there's 109 files. So that is the jQuery GitHub repository. Now, if you notice, the source code is all in here. You may or may not want that. You might just want a single file in there. And jQuery.js is what you want, or jQuery.min.js. So these are the versions that you can install, and you can note that this is a dependency of your project. Now, why not just refer in your index.html, for example, to the CDN jQuery out there on the net? You might want to do that. But you might also want to note the specific dependencies that your application uses by noting this in your bower.json file. I talked about the package.json file used for NPM. Bower uses a bower.json. In order to get that, you can just run bower init. We'll accept the defaults here. Now, this is important. Do you want to mark this as private, which prevents it from being accidentally published? Yes. The default is no, but I want this to be private so I don't accidentally publish it. Now we get a prompt. Does this look good? Sure, that looks good. Next, let's check out our actual folder here so we can look at our bower.json. And let's go ahead and open this with Visual Studio Code. Now you'll notice in this, we have jQuery already listed because when we went through and created our bower.json with Bower Init, it scanned, it asked me actually, do you want to go ahead and scan for any installed packages and add them as dependencies? And I said yes. So let's back up one step here and actually delete Bower Components. Now if I come over to this command line and we do a, let's clear everything out of here, clean this view up a little bit, Bower install, it should go ahead and create my my folder here that has jQuery inside of it. If I want to uninstall, Bower uninstall jQuery dash dash save. And once this finishes, we should notice that our dependencies have gone away. So very similar to what we do inside of npm. And the exact same things exist as well as npm. If we wanted to install, let's find a mock. I think we can do Bower list the command line here. Or Bower search, I'm sorry, Bower search. Actually, let's just use a web browser. It'll be faster to search that way. With Bower, we can search packages, and let's look for mock something on there. All right, so there's a simple mock, or Angular mocks. Let's use Angular mocks. Bower install Angular mock. Angular mocks, was it? Angular mocks, dash dash save dash dev. Save this as a development dependency. Same thing that we saw with npm, this should end up in our dev dependencies section inside of this file. So give this a second to finish, and it should magically pop up here in a second. There we go. Dev dependencies appeared. And once again, it's basically the exact same syntax, very similar that we had with npm. Let's go ahead and throw Angular back in here as dependency, or jQuery. In the command line, we'll do Bower install jQuery dash dash save. And let's make sure our folder is blown away here. So we have no Bower components folder, which is what we want. All right, now we have it. And we should have jQuery inside of there. And our Angular and Angular mocks. Okay, so everything's installed. We're all good to go. We have Angular and Angular mocks. Those are our based on our dev dependencies. So Angular mocks has a dependency on Angular. And like the later versions of npm, notice all of our dependencies are in our Bower components folder. Everything that our project needs is listed in there, and any of the packages we use, its dependencies are listed in here as well. Now, I only want to use our production dependencies here, so let me go ahead and destroy my Bower components folder. Now, let's say I'm using Angular in my project, so clearly I want to install that as a dependency in my project. I don't want to rely on the fact that it's a dependency of Angular mocks. I actually want to install it because I'm using that as a direct dependency. Now let's go ahead and we have Angular, Angular mocks, jQuery. Let's destroy our Bower components folder and let's do a Bower install dash dash p. In other words, get ready for production. We should not install our dev dependencies. We only have jQuery and Angular, so no Angular mocks, and that's exactly what I want. If we look over in our bower.json, dependencies are jQuery and Angular, our dev dependencies are Angular mocks. Now if I remove this dependency, it's not going to affect this, because I've specifically stated this is my dependency. I have my own project dependency on Angular, regardless of whether or not this has its own dependency. So Bower's pretty smart. If we have it listed, it uses it. If not, it will install it if another package requires it, and when we uninstall a package, if nothing else requires it, it'll remove that as well. Now let's go ahead and use an example of npm and Bower working together. So in order to do that, let's go ahead and find another package, and if you look over in the Bower repository here, we can search for a package Bootstrap Calendar. And if you click on it, this will take you right to the GitHub repository for it. And if you notice on the GitHub repo, it says to install this, you can use Bower install bootstrap-calendar. So let's go ahead and do that. Bower install bootstrap-calendar dash dash save. This is important. These files make it to my final build. So this installs the calendar. Now, how do we know what files that we need for this or anything else that we're using on a project? There are some other packages, like Bower main, for example, that we can use to get a listing of those files for when we use them with other things like Grunt and Gulp. However, oh, look at this. So we have a problem here. Unable to find a suitable version for jQuery because we have some differences here as to what's required based on this package versus what's already installed. So this is asking us now, Bower's being smart, and it says, which jQuery do you want to use? We're using 2.2.4, which is used by our Bower test. We have dependency on 1.9.1.2, version 2, which is required by Bootstrap, which we're using as 2.2.4. Now, notice that this particular package here is resolving to 2.1.4. Now, we can take a chance and use a later version of it if we want, or we can go ahead and just say, you know what, we're going to go back and roll back to this older version. I'm going to take a chance, and I'm going to go ahead and choose the existing one that's also used by Bootstrap. So we're going to say number 3. All right, that's all installed. Now, in order to figure out which files we need, how do we know which files to reference in our index.html, for example? We can say Bower list, which normally gives you a list of your installed packages here. Or we can do Bower list dash dash path. And that will show you the actual main files that are required. Now, what do I mean by main files? Before we go back and look at this list, let's go over to our bower.json. And let's examine these for some of the packages that we have installed. So we have our own bower.json. But if we look at something like Bower Components jQuery, it has a bower.json installed. Let's look at its bower.json. Notice there's a main, points to dist jQuery. That's saying this is the actual main file for jQuery that you actually want to use. So this is very useful. We saw that with jQuery install, there's like 100 and something files in there. This main in jQuery's bower.json lists the file that we need. And the same thing here. If we look over to Bootstrap Calendar, there's a CSS and JS file listed. Well, let's go into that folder. Bootstrap Calendar. Look for bower.json. And let's drag and drop into Visual Studio Code. And there we have it. There's our two required files that we would include as a reference. Now, this is not the be-all, end-all. In part 2, we'll talk about using Grunt and Gulp. And there are plugins you can use that will copy these files out of these Bower Components folder, minify them, concatenate them, and basically put them in a folder of your choice that you can reference on your website, as opposed to using a Bower underscore components folder, because you don't want to use that in production. We're currently just doing development right now. Now, I did say I was going to show you an example of NPM and Bower working together, although technically the fact that we're using Bower alone means they're working together. But let's look at another example here. With Bootstrap Calendar, I've pulled this package down, and looking over on their GitHub repository, reading up on some of the documents here, you'll need to include the Bootstrap CSS and Calendar CSS. They have a minimum setup, but also notice that in the project itself, there is an index.html and an index for Bootstrap 3. Now, this is just a test. There's plenty of templates out there. I just want to show you this real fast. So I've taken this this HTML file, and let me go ahead to my working files. And I've just updated a couple of the reference here to point to the Bower Components folder because I'm still doing development. Again, ideally, I would use Gulp and translate these to a final minified concatenated CSS and a minified concatenated JavaScript file pulled out of these folders. But while I'm doing development, I've pointed to the reference of these files in my Bower Components folder, these three, and down below there's some JavaScript files I've updated as well to point to Bower Components for jQuery underscore JS and Bootstrap JS that this project requires the use of. With that said, all we need to do next is just go to the command line and say http-server-o-p. Let's use a port that I know I'm not using yet. Let's try 8208. Now, we don't see everything here because this is defaulting to index.html. What I need to do is type in index, whatever the name of that other file in there was, dash bs3. So let's try that, index-bs3.html. And there we go. So now we are using our node-based HTTP server. And we've pulled down the package through Bower. We're managing all dependencies there, and now we have this nice Bootstrap Calendar plugin. That's it. Pretty simple. Hopefully you picked up a couple of the commands here. Bower install, Bower uninstall, Bower list dash dash path. And you'll find some similarities, as we saw, between NPM and Bower as well. Well, we've looked at using a command line so far, but what if you're a Visual Studio user and or ASP.NET user? Well, there's NPM support out of the box in Visual Studio 2015, which is cool. I'll show you a demo of that momentarily, as well as Bower 2015, Visual Studio 2015 out of the box. If you have Visual Studio 2013, there is an add-in called Package IntelliSense, and that requires Visual Studio Update 3. And I have a long URL there, and I hate long URLs, so just search for Package IntelliSense Visual Studio 2013, and it'll take you right to the Visual Studio Gallery, where you can download it, install it in the Visual Studio. So let's go ahead and look at a demo of what it looks like using NPM and Bower inside of Visual Studio and how that integration works. In Visual Studio, I'm going to do a file, new project, and just select an ASP.NET Core web application, although this will work across any of the web applications. And let's call this Bower NPM testing and create this project. And we'll do a full-fledged web application here, although the application type doesn't much matter. So this is going to create our project from the template, and immediately it's going to restore one project. You'll see if you can click on output, it shows you the NuGet package restore that's happening. It's happening via the .NET.exe command line. So these are our NuGet package restores. Now we also have an NPM and Bower in this project as well. You don't see them by default. So if you look here, you don't see a package.json. If we click on show all files, now you'll notice, you see there's a Bower.json. Let's move this puppy down a little bit. Bower.json, we use Bootstrap, jQuery, jQuery validation, and unobtrusive validation. And now we can see our package.json uses Gulp as an NPM package, a Gulp plugin called Gulp Concat to basically squash all your files together, like our JSS or CSS files, and to minify your CSS files, strip out all the garbage, and uglify, which is to strip out all the garbage from your JavaScript files, and RimRaft to remove stuff. There we have it. We're going to talk about Gulp in part two. But now let's look at actually installing something here. I think we looked at Angular Mox. So right in this package.json, we can type in Angular. Notice we get IntelliSense that happens here. Angular-Mox. I'll just start spelling it out. Angular-Mox. Once we choose that, we do a colon. We get automatic IntelliSense here. I'm just going to say this version. Save that. Notice there's a restore going on. And if we look at our Bower NPM output, there's an NPM command for install. So it's going to read what we've just saved to package.json and restore it. So it's just using the command line tools. Because it's included with the install of Visual Studio, you'll notice it's actually calling off to an NPM command alias here. And then it's just reading our package.json and restoring it. So it works basically the same exact way, and you can see the output here. And it would work the same way inside of our Bower.json file, where we can just type in Angular. But instead of doing that, let's actually do it one other way. I'm going to right-click and say Manage Bower Packages, and we can do the same thing with NuGet. We can do the same thing with NPM. Manage Bower Packages. In here, let's say Angular. And I want to browse, not installed. Angular, we choose Install, and now we can see Install Angular 1.5.5, force the latest, and save it to our file here. Same exact thing that would happen from the command line. We'll say yes to all. Do you want to modify your Bower.json, or reload it, I should say. Let's go look at that Bower.json, and there we go. So we can use either technique. If we delete it from here and save our changes, you'll notice right away it's going to uninstall it and then essentially update everything. So if we look at this, there we go. Restoring, right now it's listed as extraneous while it's going through and removing everything. Close these out, and we're good to go. Now, in the next module, we're going to talk about what exactly is going to happen when we use Gulp. And we're also going to cover Grunt, although Grunt are not using the ASP.NET templates out of the box. Gulp is the chosen solution for a couple reasons that we'll cover. So until next time, let's look at a couple resources, and then we'll get you going on your way. There's so many great learning resources on the net, so this is always the tough part, where to refer you to next. So I'll just simply refer you to some stuff that we have done, and you can find in MSDN Magazine, I have an article there, Bower, Modern Tools for Web Development. You can see a listing of all of my MSDN Magazine articles at aka.ms/MSDNAdam. And secondly, Jeremy Foster and I did a package management and workflow automation course on Microsoft Virtual Academy. It's a free course. We cover Bower, NuGet, Chocolaty, apt-get, Grunt, Gulp, so a whole bunch of different things in a full course. That can be found at aka.ms/package-management. So hopefully you learned a couple cool things from this course. Let me know if you have any ideas for anything else, and thanks for tuning into the Web Dev Show, and I'll catch you next time.